What did you make of Griffin Canning's day today?
Yeah, he pitched great today. Outside of, you know, two pitches he'd probably like to have back, he did exactly what we needed today. We kind of had a short bullpen, and you know, he got us into the seventh inning, almost got us through the seventh inning. So a big outing for him, you know, saving that bullpen and really giving us a chance to win.
That was the deepest he's gone since 2024, September of 2024. What is the value of him being able to provide that to you guys moving forward?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we rely on our bullpen a lot, and there's got to be times where our starters pick up a little bit of the load. We talk about the pitching staff not just being starters and relievers, but a pitching staff together that works together to get through the season. And they've done a great job of that this year, and Griff being able to go long today was a big part of that.
This feel like one of those where you had a good starter kind of backed against the corner early, and then he was able to get through.
Pitch yeah, well. We're doing everything right except that big hit. We're just missing it right now, and we're not quite punching through when we need to. You know, the season has its ebbs and flows, the roller coaster ride of good and bad, and right now we're just not able to come through in that big moment, but, you know, those times are coming.
One is like runners in scoring position. I know that you were a pitcher, but like, does it feel like one of those things that comes in bunches? Because this is a bunch.
Yeah, you're right. And then I think we had been pretty good throughout the year in these types of situations, and then here of late, it's just gotten a little frustrating, you know, and we just haven't been able to get that big hit. We've had a lot of great at-bats. We're running the bases well and running them hard and getting on any way we can. We just, you know, we got to cross that last base a little bit more often.
Have you noticed the runners in scoring position, like maybe you guys pressing at the plate, given kind of how much it's come in bunches recently?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we're doing the same things that we've always done. You know, these guys were probably pressing a lot earlier than just this weekend, you know, in those types of situations, and they were coming through. You know, that we talked about this, you know, a while back when we were getting those big hits in those situations, that we weren't going to get this lucky all the time, and now, you know, that's evening out a little bit.
I know you've called it 1-8, 1-10, whatever, in your bullpen, but there's a guy who wasn't maybe all that reliable all the time, and Yuki has had a phenomenal season. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, he has had a phenomenal season. You know, he put in a lot of work this offseason, trained the entire offseason, had a tough spring training, got hurt right away, and had a couple injuries. And then he went down and went to work, went to El Paso. We kept him down there for basically as long as we could. And he didn't say boo. He came up and, you know, we prepared him to be able to pitch more than one inning. He did it three or four times down in El Paso, and he's come up and he's been really big for us saving the bullpen. You know, same thing I said about Ron Marinaccio last night. It's always good when you have more than one of those guys in the bullpen willing to take the ball in any situation and provide innings for you, and then also come along with it and provide scoreless innings for you. And Yuki's been able to do that and do it very well.
Aside from believing those big hits will eventually come, what's your assessment of just the offense overall on Memorial Day? A lot of people kind of use this data, as you know, to kind of assess things and see what's real or what's not.
What was your question again on that? Like,
what is your overall assessment of the offense?
My overall assessment, yes, of the offense? Well, we're not as good as we expected right now. We haven't been scoring as many runs as we've come accustomed to with this type of players in the lineup. They know it. We know it. The whole world knows it. We keep talking about it every day. We keep trying new things and new ideas, and we keep working our tails off. And that's one thing that these guys have done over the course of this season is they have worked their butt off, and they have worked on the little things. And that's how we've won so many games. They've found a way to work on be great at the little things that have helped us win games, win close games. Eventually we're going to break through, and we're going to have, you know, these guys hitting on all cylinders. Right now is not when it's happening, but hopefully soon.
What's the concern level when it's been a third of the season, though? Like, at this point, that's a pretty large sample size.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next two-thirds of the season. It's going to be great.